das chinesische Staat, also die Zusammenfahrt, weil eigentlich ist es ein Geld gesehen, weil was kommen mit between Release Management und QA? Release Management actually to QA is getting the packages in a good state. In an acceptable state, whereas release management is releasing acceptable packages. It sounds a bit different, but in the end, in my experience, it's just two different ways to look at the same thing. So that's one of the most important things I learned. And actually, if you look at the release team members, all of them are very active in QA also. And more or less, you can sign it as of now as a more or less a blatant choice of the release team to be able to do QA work, or just able to normally uploads, whatever, because you need to know more than just your own package. So that's a common thing, and that's why also in my opinion, release and QA, we should talk a bit about what we do in release, and also what we plan to implement for the next version for Edge. So if we look back, what has happened well and not so well, we see a lot of things where we could improve. I think. Of course, we see a lot of things that happened well, but that's more for the talk with more audience, where they say how good we are. Now we say where can we improve more. So one thing is that was not working as well. I need to memorize myself things, so I start to the end of the release process. But, it's good to require the X4 thing. So now I'm done. That's good. Now let's see if I'm looking at my slides. Sometimes you see problem problems might help.
Problems will solve themselves if you ignore them for long enough.
Yeah, but sometimes it's getting worse than this. I have very much experience with that.
That was not long enough.
Yeah, if you ignore this problem long enough that there. Everybody leaves, he has not to worry about this stuff anymore. If you ignore different problems and people, you get no users.
Hey! Now come and hope to see some slides.
Yeah, we also have a broken line to go to
school.
Pardon? Yeah.
Don't tell me, I'm already one of the ex-developers.
Same methods with me.
I don't mind. We will just wait until all my things come up. So we see the next one.
I know that behavior. My last laptop did the same one.
So, do one of you know offhand how to make full screen mode?
I know for XPDF.
Yes.
Yes?
XPDF doesn't have full screen
mode.
Yeah. That's full screen. Yeah.
Now let's see if it's there. And it's QA. Yeah, there's something like that. Yes, that's something I installed and sold actually. Oh, I think we see that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, now to my first slide. That's what I already said. So, the next slide is what worked. Now I have something I can look up. So,
no, you should look on the screen, not at that screen.
Yes, don't because I can't manage both skills currently, so I have
to look at it.
Sorry. So, what went well in my opinion is, of course, the installer. That was really very good. We had a lot of good management tools, bug smashing tools. What's a bit more important for QA, of course, is this partial fix with at least three first base packages and then the rest. Of course, the base fix was way too long. I think there's no disagreement about that fact, but in the end, it worked out rather fine. Yes, we sent out these updates, they were announced. Was, I think, very good. Even if we didn't know if the things were ready, this time lapse, if on date N, we will do that, and then we can do a date N plus these days. That allowed us to start planning even for time when we didn't know that the infrastructure will be ready. So the management was fine. One thing that is definitely important to QA is the NMU policy. in the basically for more than half a year, and a new policy was if it's broken, upload a fixed version now. Which is not was the official in the new policy before was if it, and the new needs to be uploaded delayed at least to delayed 7 or even delayed 4+14 days. And for a very long time, we worked with if it's too broken, you can just upload it to unchecked so that it can be installed on the same day. And that's something we need to consider if you want to how which NMU policy we want to contribute. Of course, some SE bug fixes were still uploaded delayed plus 7 because the uploader, well, I'm a bit more careful, so I'm checking bug fixes and maintainers are more time. Also, but most SE bug fixes are actually so simple, you just should upload them. And that is actually what we are currently doing for the C++ API transition. I personally think we should go to a more aggressive NMU policy. Of course, it doesn't mean just upload anything you just like, but if it's broken, if the maintainer ignores brokenness, it should be able to fix it. And not, you don't have to wait for the maintainer's own personal good mood to do it. And also what worked well, at least my opinion, of course, is the managing the release in large. That, of course, starts at the time where I looked first into the release team. It's the first release announcement where at a time where I even was not a developer. So I don't want to comment about the December 2003 announcement. A lot of things where Debian at large could help us more. That is lead our, basically, it's lead our release announcement. And don't upload things that are not meant for releasing. And take a look what the transitions are. So transitions are one of the software I will come back later on, because it's something having very much to do with QA. A lot of more things could have done better. What I want to highlight from this thing is this, what we need to reconcile is, should we also see some development packages earlier? I can put all the slides in the web if you want. Because, for example, somebody managed to upload a CDBS fix to unstable just 5 days before the release, which rendered some packages depending on CDBS until then. Very, very done, I would say. Well, CDBS is now a CBUG anyway, so. But it was not too good. So that's it. And a lot of small stuff where the security situation wasn't happy at all. But some further improvement, what we want to do in Edge is we want to do a time-based release in December 2006. We don't want to make as many release blockers as before, only again a small subset, and the rest of the important thing is more the QA-like approach. We want to do it, but if we don't manage to finish it, it's still okay. We can live with that. What we definitely want to do is we want less dependencies between libraries and agent bumps. That makes life hard for the release team because it breaks testing transition. It makes also life hard for the security team. Those of you who were here during the security discussion previously remember that we said, oh, it's really bad if a new upload of Mozilla a newer version of Mozilla breaks plugins, which if you update 7, it breaks Galleon and so on. So that's something which you should do as QA. Of course, we want to do less pain with some Arch, but there's now good hope on the way, because for example, M68K performs now better than it before. M68K is really an example that one can motivate the Arch people to do their own QA on the architecture. That's not something that should be left to the QA team, but to the porters. Yes. And lots of more small things that we want to do. Of course, there's some ongoing QA, what has happened already in before the release of Sarge, which should happen now, it is happening now. That's Lindsay, very helpful tool for us, because it highlights just the normal errors maintainers quite often do. Packages need to be buildable in testing and in unstable. That sounds very easy, but this is quite often broken sometimes later. And this is ongoing QA work that patches or build pbuilder, and if it doesn't build anymore, cbugs are filed. That helps very much. Something else that should be done by the maintainers actually is they should check the upload before they put it on FTP master. Bug splashing is just normal QA work, but it helps very much for the release process. There won't be a release if there wouldn't be bug splashing parties. So that's very, very, very well. And more guidelines for developers, I think that is something I think QA shouldn't just say we have a package and we apply some guidelines, but we should really say how can we help the maintainers to make this thing better? Because it scales better, so it's more fun for all of us, and it's just better in my opinion. There's something new QA does that we want to do. We want to work on this library manifest stuff. That's, Steve is doing some work on it. Library manifest stuff has two things in mind. One is you have to know better which stuff in the library is actually used. And the other is, and make sure that the library is a simple version in mind. That's something that would help in a lot of different places. Second one is, you want to get rid of at least some of the statically compiled libraries. We know, for example, that zlib is statically compiled not only in such things like OpenOffice or dpackage, but a lot of other packages, and most are even unknown. So that's something typically created to say you want to know where it's in and then fix it. And the next question is, does a package, is it possible to install a package on the move it again? There's Leaf is doing some work on the PU part. There's work going on. And the last item, what's in my opinion quite important, is this ugly Python policy to change it. Because it's broken if we have more than two different versions of Python in a stable release. But the same is of course true for other things like more than two different versions of new TLS or our five different versions of the Berkeley database or similar things. Yes, they all are painful, not only for the release team, for the QA. And that are still things that are where we didn't know the release meeting says we want to have them. But we are as last year doing via direct release policy probably. But the first we are really first goal is QA work, and if we either things are already release critical bugs, but we just don't notice it because we don't check for it. Or we will say we start first with QA, and if in the end we say there are only a few left, it will become the release critical. So what we want to do at edge, that means direct edge release, we want to check the installer's release stable release before we publish it. I think we all learned that lesson very hard. That's not possible we can do work as careful as you want, but you should really do a check with the final version, or not what you estimate that the final version will look like of it at this time. And also, this is the final release from the final official Archive state, not from the official Archive state where somebody just replaced some release files by hand and forgot some of them. That was very unhappy. And of course, the release notes should start earlier. Advanced a lot of stuff on the release notes. And one of the things that we started is to say we have now a pseudo package for the release notes. So if anybody makes a change, it should be reflected in Edge release notes. Please file a bug now so you won't forget. That's something that's simple, but it will definitely help very much.
I already put a bug.
I've seen it. Yes, I decided to make a bug and saw you were faster than me. Yeah, so you see, we can learn, and I think one of the points of QA is to get experience, to learn experience, to put experience for other people. That's one of the important things. So, there were now some slides about how QA and release interacts with each other. I think if there are some questions, I'm happy to answer them, to discuss them. I think you have the very first question. Do you want to ask a question?
A few slides before. First slide with the negative points.
Now let's see how we can go back. Is this one or the other one?
The other one.
No, the other one.
That one?
Yep. The point was don't update
stable release to unstable. So that means I saw some packages in currently in unstable which have a series of wave bug which just says don't put this package into stable.
Yeah.
For example, TMDA.
Yes. Well,
or there was another package I can't remember. And does that mean that such packages go back to experimental?
Well, I think that the answer is a bit more difficult. Well, if you have a package that's a leaf of the package tree,
right.
I don't mind them all. If they are not testing their leaf packages, I don't really care. But I care, for example, if you have some not so leaf package called, for example, KDE. Let me say you want to release with a version 3.2, and 2 days before the TIFF transition happens, or even 1 day before, the maintainer uploads the first part of KDE.
Former maintainer.
The maintainer at that time. I really want to emphasize the KDE team has improved very, very much. At that time, I said KDE sucks so much, but no, it's good. But now I want to say, now we have a very good KDE maintainer team, and I'm really happy with KDE now.
And Grub sucks.
Well, but at that time, it's such a thing. Really, well, if you say Spellier, it's probably not the directly meant for Star Trek. I will now upload it to answer because understand anyways.
It was an incredible mess.
Yes. So, yes. That is not acceptable. Of course, if it's a police package, so I don't mind. So,
okay. I think the answer to the question is a little bit somewhere else. The RC bugs on the packages are on packages that are not in testing and will not be in release at all. And that point is about packages that will be released, but where the maintainer in the meantime starts an upload for
Plus
One.
I see.
And that's that.
Yeah, of course.
So it's more about don't upload new releases than don't upload packages.
Yes, then of course. Right. Slides are always too short.
It's okay. The answer, I misunderstood it a little bit.
but I hope to remember when it was next time such slides to write better. Because the misunderstanding should be.
But I got my answer.
But the slides will be the best, so. Yeah?
I have a question about the test process you intend to impose on this image as built for the next release. I am a little bit concerned that checks being done on the CD images, which is the very last thing before a release, may be done as sloppy as they were done this time. Do you
the issue is there were no checks this time.
And do you plan to have automatic checks on the CD images?
Basically, the problem this time was something else. The problem is that. Oh well, what happened this time? I think I should really say the full timeline of how the release happened. So the release happened that on a Saturday morning, or Saturday midday, about last, there was an extra DS program which was not pushed to the mirrors, just to allow the last RC bug fixes to flow in from the build demons, and some hand-built packages even from me to flow in, since there was an extra written run. Since there was a normal deinstall run in the evening, and after that deinstall run, the mirror team started, well, the CD image team took the last mirror run, replaced by hand some parts of the mirror says the release file, which tells which release it is, so they replaced the overall release files, but not the binary release files, started to build CD images from it. So the CD images installed successfully, of course, but they had the wrong security line. Because the security line was at that time checked out via if there's somewhere testing it, we go to testing. And actually, perhaps the best idea would have been to just commit something like 4 weeks before the release or 2 months before the release that the security line says the word SARS security. So there wouldn't be any issue, but after specs, obviously, what would have been better? So, at that time, there was no released version of deprecated to check against. And on the next day, with deinstall, the symbols was changed. So, actually, the releasing was not duplicated, once by the mirrors team, not also by the CD image team, and the other one was the real one. And for the next time, the plan
basically, or my ideas basically, there are different opinions, of course, but the recent opinion more or less boils down to we will do, Evil makes the last final dritten run, then we will restrict the air sync from FTP master so that nobody can sync from FTP master anymore, even not the top level heroes. Then we change the sibling, makes the release, and a very few selected people can air sync them from FTP master. So these people have the official things, and the official things is the team which will be built. And a bunch of people who are usually doing a lot of creators say, okay, please you install a computer, you install a computer, you install a computer. And then we take about not only something like, well, actually we had something a few hours to change the CDs. We hope to make something like a few days to change those CDs. So we had too much further in the last days. If you want to add something on your point.
Well, another point is, well, we talked about Debian CD earlier, and Debian CD has a lot of places where you need to configure things to use the proper archive to set things correctly. And there were just a couple of very, very minor mistakes made at that time because of time pressure. And Debian CD will be rewritten before Edge release, so that should make it a lot easier. Another thing is that we will probably switch to using the proper release names instead of the code names. We will use the code names instead of the phase names. And that will also get rid of these problems, because the installer will then just put in Sarge in the testing in the security line instead of stable or testing.
Right. I would, however, still suggest that there would be to prepare and keep current a kind of checklist to be done, a list of checks to be done against CD images, so
yes,
that can be really real test cycles for the CD run, so that
yeah, definitely.
It would be very nice to only hit a single button to build the CDs after the
But the CD team is working on that.
Okay.
Well, and also we will make much more checklists. We are working already on. There's a lot of mistakes one can make, but one shouldn't do the same mistake twice. So list up just every mistake. The check next time you don't do the mistake.
No, I was going to ask out of curiosity if you know how the CD, Debian CD rewriting is going, because, well, we should keep an eye on that so that it doesn't become the edge blocker.
Well, just send a mail to the Debian CD list and Steve McIntyre will probably give you an answer. But he really presented his plans at DevConf quite extensively. There were a couple of sessions held about it, and well, he even intends to go so far as to rewrite the CD writing tools, because there's this stupid licensing issue with them currently, and we have this creation of streaming maintainer for them, I believe.
but actually, what we of the list, of course, are doing, there will be someday before the list will say, okay, all tools that are not done by now can't be done. So we will take care of that. But yeah, and well, of course, Lance and just said, Mark, is one downside. That means that between the day where we make the last quarter run and the public release, there won't be deinstallers anymore. That means 1 week without deinstall. I can see we can survive.
I saw there will be a week of limbo.
Yeah,
right. I think that what was just described is very important, because the release so far has been mirror-centric, if you like. And we should go to a more overall approach where you take both mirrors and CDs and the release notes and everything else that goes with release into account.
Yes, there was the pressure that you change the sampling, it is released, CDs, we need CDs.
Same thing for setting up the security infrastructure properly within the time frame. You also have the time to do that. Same thing for maybe even do last minute changes to the Bootstrap and make sure that the new testing is supported instead of having complete inability to install testing.
Yeah, and so on. I see a lot of small things that we can do better, but for that, we really need to say, okay, we have now 1 week or whatever time to make the final small adjustments. But I know that at least one of the FTP masters very much just like this, well, is these are the blending push, shim sibling, and these can be built and these are built. Yeah, I disagree. But that will be some discussion we definitely are going to have. One FTP master thinks, has said, well, if the image building doesn't work in time, we just publish a sibling and we are done. Huh. Which is something I personally very much disagree with.
Yeah. So, what about just setting the symlink and then wait for a week for fixes to come and you can still push
the
stuff into the...
The problem is that you should look at
the
symlink is in place, some people... As soon as the symlink is published.
Yeah,
that's the important thing. So what we intend to do is we put something in place, but only allow selected developers who we are sure that they won't leak it out to access it.
Maybe you can leak it out as long as the end user doesn't see it. No one actually gets it. So maybe allow everyone to see the released version. And you just say, maybe we are going to do changes,
On Monday morning, when this announcement on Monday afternoon, we said, well, this time we are going to Monday evening, at this time we are going to push everything. But actually, on Monday morning, one host name, one IP address of CD images, which is normally not published, everything was open for CD images. And on Monday morning, the madness broke out, which mirrors have already half our full uploaded CDs, and people started to place CDs and are fully in place. Because it was slashed out within something like 15 minutes. We can't do it. Either we hide completely or we are the least. At the moment when the symlink is visible to the public, Devin has the least. There's no way around it.
No, you can have one mirror that will get the news stuff first.
And no public mirror,
you get
that to make my point.
Yeah.
And you don't promise that that is the final thing. You say, this is our release candidate.
Yeah, but people are not going to listen.
People don't listen.
Mirror, you get a slash the story.
But you don't even that, I know
yeah,
what
but, but that's part of the release story.
Sorry.
That's part of, do you have release candidates?
No, because
I label on it.
My definite experience is what will happen. If we put it on, even on a valid place, if it's somehow available to the public, so first, when it won't only be slashed on it, there will be definitely some mirror operators who will just use their network mirror, say ftp.country.org, and pull from that mirror because it's more current. And then we can't do it. It's basically a no-op for me. That's nothing.
I mentioned that point. If you make part of the normal release process, so it will just be like the current testing or edge or whatever it's called,
and
people don't rush for that.
It's
the release.
No, but what
happens if there's an important problem with that? And
people
have installed it, and you cannot provide an update to the final release. You're going to hit decent shit.
One thing that's important is, what we are doing in testing is that we freeze or whatever, so people can test. But what we really need, we don't need an almost release sim, we need a full release sim for the last test cycle. And we need to be able to repeat this last test cycle with full release stuff as often until we say now it's the final and nothing changes. So we need a full release sim, and the full release sim looks so full release that if people start installing it, then they complain at us that it's not fully something is broken. And I can remember on the other day of the release, where all people did up a bunch of peer on Debian boot and Debian device and said, well, no, the CD image is only half of that mirror, can you please fix it? Which was before the release announcement. And basically, my experience. peer management of the release is there's no way on earth we can do it if somebody else out of a very small dust circle sees it.
Yeah. As long as I am breaking, you can't stop it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add the same thing you are pointing on at the moment. You are painting to the wall. Happened to FreeBSD about 2 or 3 times.
You mean since too early release or what?
They pushed the release up to the mirrors without having the announcement out, and 15 minutes later it's on Slashdot, and the people are starting downloading it. And the FreeBSD people had big problems to say, we haven't done any release announcement as long as this hasn't happened. This is not the release.
Yeah.
They just didn't manage it. The only thing they managed is to, second or third time it happened, they managed to get Slashdot that far that they didn't bring that stories.
Yes.
but that was the only point.
Well, actually, what our plan was with Sarge, which happened out quite well, I would say, was we made, well, the difference in the workshop, top level mirror pushes to Charmander and mirror in US and Europe and Asia, and they push further. And we know that the mirror push, the important part of the mirror push takes about 1 hour till it's still visible on the mirrors. So we said, okay, we will send out the release announcement about 1.5 hours after the push is started by hand. That was a reasonable time plan because it was very airsick things, assuming it was just moved to the end and no more and so on. But that was reasonable, I think, yes.
One question. When the CDs are tested and the mirror pulls ready, I believe that the images have to be built in each principal mirror, right? With
No. The images are, for the 3D images, we have 2 things for the 3D images. One is we have the JIT2 file, which is very small, and we have the 3D images. And the 3D image network is under very strict most part of the 3D image network, the important parts, are under very tough control of the 3D image host. So what they said was they even could do if they know long enough in advance, they could push images and hide them from everybody but themselves. So they are in the middle, they just need to be moved. And then we need to say at this time, we need to see we are going to publish, and there is somebody logging in to each host and makes this move to the host. And then it's public.
And each mirror will have to do that.
Yes, and about, they're speaking about 10 mirrors.
The CDs and the JIT2 files are, the CD images and JIT2 files are actually produced at almost the same time. There's no time lag in that. The only thing that lags behind is the torrents.
But I thought that each principal mirror, instead of syncing the images, they pull the JIT2 files and build the images, you know, with
I remember.
The Spanish mirror,
I
would have to ask.
Well, there's one thing, there's one day that JIT2 files actually move because the first deep build happened at a not so good connected site. So at that site, the images are built, the JIT2 files are generated, the JIT2 files are synced to the CD image that will work. There, the JIT2 files are produced with the CD images and the CD images from there are pushed. But that's something that the D images people are very, very helpful. And if we say with enough time in advance, we will make this release process, they will be able to contribute to us. Okay, something else I would like to go on to spend some time on is about this whole library and transition stuff. One thing that is really very painful for us currently is the transition of different libraries, for example, the libcheck one. So made a library bump from the SO name of 0.80 to 0.100. And the old package was removed at that time, but about 30 to 40 source packages are depending on the package, and that means that all of these packages need to be fixed at the same time to go into testing. And it's not only true for that, but even worse, if there's some reason there needs to be, for example, implement a new upstream version into a stable later on because some bug fix, all of these packages need to be rebuilt in stable, which is really painful. So for testing, there's some easy idea to how to solve it. That is just to keep the all binary only packages in testing as long as necessary. I've seen it. as long as necessary until all packages disappear, but for stable you can't do that, so...
Stable?
For stable. How does it work for stable? If for example for an... Well, this is a... libcheck is an easy one, but say, for example, libkylo is going to... It's the same thing with libkylo, where KDE and GNOME all depends on, and... Yeah, and says that and there are some security bug fix, there is a new libkylo to fix it.
That bumps this on name?
Yes, it bumps this
on change the interface.
And that's something which would really hit us very bad.
Yeah, but it would be even worse if you would have a security issue in C that would bump the
C compiler.
It's not only about bumping the no. In which one, libgcc or what?
Yeah.
Libgcc.
It won't hurt us because libgcc, I can still I can take a bucket from potato and run it again libgcc.
Not necessarily.
Not the other way around. I can't take a bucket from Sarge and run it about potatoes libgcc.
From
mine yes, but the other way around, that's something like API compatibility, thanks to library versioning.
But the possibility of a security fix needing to break forward compatibility, it's something like highly unlikely.
You mean like Mozilla?
It does happen. It does happen in the kernel.
Eh?
It does happen in the kernel.
It has happened.
Yeah, but I mean, in a number of, when the number of reverse compatibilities is huge.
Yeah, well, I don't think we need to come to a definitive conclusion here, but I think that's something that we need to keep in mind.
Okay.
Something like that, yes. Okay. So, any more questions about there?
Would it be possible to make it easier for developers to see what packages are involved in major transitions that are going on at the moment? Because I know the information is available, but it's not very accessible.
Actually, well, currently it's so bad that even I wish I would know better which packages are involved. It's really bad currently because the C++ API transition is so large.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bad.
It should be that high.
And for example, I don't know how many people really know that the upload of the next KDE version is tied into the C++ API transition. Mm-hmm. Which is, of course, well, it's technically okay. But it makes it hard for outsiders to understand what is going on there.
Well, developers or users or
both.
Well, for users, we send out mails.
Then for users, we say it's unstable. But
one of these users suggested that there could be an announcement list for unstable users that could get this sort of stuff.
There is such a list. It's called the Manuel Announce.
No. I'm going to send a mail to DDAs with the user details about the transition. Like, if you disagree, you will have to remove some packages. So you
okay,
no.
Yeah, you're right.
But I think there should maybe be a page where you have, these transitions are currently identified by the release team and are being tracked. We want to move them to testing.
Yeah.
So we don't want new uploads.
Right. A page that
and you
we give a
field,
package.
You have a field where you can enter your package name.
Right.
And you can see, okay, is this package affected by the transition?
Yeah, but for an old package it's quite easy to know. I mean,
yeah, that's very easy.
Yes, the reverse dependency.
Yes,
have to do a huge reverse dependency check.
Depends on
your package, of course.
Technically speaking, you are right, but I think from the user point of view, that approach is much better.
Yeah,
of course,
even from the developer point of view, I just discovered that one of my packages was actually containing some C++ files, which I had actually forgotten. So,
you could even do it like this, that if you have that code available, you could make a check in upload processing. And say, sorry, this package is not allowed at this point because of transitions going on.
That's a cool idea. I think I know some people if the FTP master role who likes another sanity check.
Yeah,
but it's really a cool idea to make such a page. So thanks for all.